Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1253. How many jobs is too many jobs? By Alyssa Bass of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm Dan, your host, and I'm here with you every single day reading to you from these great blogs that we find on productivity, work-life balance, and so much more. And so let's get to it right now as we optimize your life. How many jobs is too many jobs? By Alyssa Bass of GetRichSlowly.org. As I write this, I'm on vacation. And I'm not just working for GRS while on my break. I'm posting on social media for 6 other clients and writing freelance pieces for 2 other websites. So when I say I'm on vacation, I really mean that I'm working in a house that's not my own with a lovely view of a beach. Since being laid off from my traditional full-time job 3 years ago, I've fashioned a working life that involves working for multiple entities doing multiple tasks. Staying afloat when prospects are slim. My most stable employer provides 25 hours a week, but it's also the lowest paying. The rest range anywhere from 3 to 10 hours a week, depending on what's happening and what's needed. Some of the work is seasonal. Some clients pop up for a few hours work and then disappear for months. I'm not complaining. I love what I do, and I have fun doing it. But juggling multiple employers, all with different needs and different temperaments, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, well, let's just say I hope I'm not still doing this when I'm 65. My income fluctuates, sometimes wildly, from month to month, and I never stop hustling for that next job in order to make sure we have enough coming in to keep the ship afloat. I created this employment scenario because, after I was laid off, it became clear pretty quickly that I was not going to find a comparable full-time job in my area, especially at my age, 50 at the time. And I'm far from alone. Since the Great Recession began, America's part-time workforce has grown exponentially. It's called a gig economy, and it means there are millions of Americans who subsist on multiple part-time jobs to get by. Involuntary part-time workers. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, in 1968, when they first started collecting this information, 13.5% of U.S. employees were part-timers. That number peaked at 20.1% in January 2010, a direct result of the massive downsizing that took place during the Great Recession. The latest data point, at the time of this writing, is 18.2%, that's last month. The U.S. Department of Labor said there were 5.9 million people categorized as, quote, persons employed part-time for economic reasons, sometimes referred to as involuntary part-time workers. These individuals, who would have preferred full-time employment, were working part-time because their hours had been cut back or because they were unable to find a full-time job. End quote. Speculating on cause. Some also speculate that the relative stability of that part-time figure since the end of the Great Recession was triggered by the Affordable Care Act, which requires employers of large businesses to offer health care coverage for employees who work 30 hours or more per week. Many large companies, including Walmart, Target, Trader Joe's, and Home Depot, lowered the number of hours that employees worked to avoid paying health care. Technically, the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, does not define full-time employment or part-time employment, leaving it up to the employer. Anecdotally, part-time is fewer than 35 hours a week. In an article on CNN.com, Chris Tilley, a UCLA economics professor, notes that many part-timers are paid less per hour than full-time workers with the same responsibilities. They're more likely to lose their jobs than full-time workers, and they often have no health benefits or paid time off. What it's like for people. I have lots of friends and relatives who work multiple jobs. My husband works a full-time job and a part-time job. Others work a full-time job and drive Uber or sell their handicrafts or pick up occasional freelance work as needed. It seems these scenarios are more the norm than the traditional 9-to-5 job that offers nights and weekends off and 2 vacations a year. I mean, really? Do you know anyone living that life? We asked our friends on the Get Rich Slowly Facebook page what their employment picture looked like and received a variety of interesting responses. Many work multiple jobs, although according to them, it's by choice. Clear, too, is that full-time is typically far more than 40 hours a week, with many reporting they work 45 to 60 hours a week as their regular work week and then add a part-time gig on top of it. Here's a sampling. Three jobs. Quote, three part-time. Freelance bookkeeping and taxes. In California, it's almost impossible to find a good full-time position that pays well. I make triple what I used to working 40 for one job. Working 30 hours for three companies. End quote. Two jobs. Quote, I left full employment last year. I'm trying to set myself up with a few part-time jobs. Right now I have two and I'm looking for a third. End quote. Two jobs. Two paid if you count a freelance writing venture I just started. Already got and finished my first paid gig writing two press releases for an Australian music label. The second one is as a sales assistant, cold calling, upselling, follow-up, etc. I've also taken over the bookkeeping of the bookkeeper. That's my Monday to Friday, 9 to 4. End quote. One job. Quote, I work one very part-time job while my husband works a full-time job. Daycare is ridiculously expensive, so I only work weekends. When I do work weekends, I work the overnight shift, sleep until about 11 a.m., and spend some time with my family. It works out well. End quote. And three jobs. Quote, I have one full-time salary job and two side hustles, teaching piano lessons and selling knitted toys I make. I don't think I'd ever be able to focus on just a single money-making pursuit. End quote. Alyssa here again. Sometimes I miss the stability or monotony of the single full-time job. I did take an actual vacation back at the end of June, and the amount of work I had to do in advance of taking those 7 days actually off almost killed me. It's actually less stressful to just keep working in the house that isn't mine with a lovely view of a beach. You just listened to the post titled, How Many Jobs is Too Many Jobs? By Alyssa Bass of GetRichSlowly.org. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you not just to Alyssa, who's a guest writer, but also to JD, who owns and founded Get Rich Slowly. JD considers himself just a regular guy who's learned about money through the school of hard knocks. By 2004, he had acquired over $35,000 of consumer debt through credit cards, personal loans, and a car loan, and was living paycheck to paycheck on a salary of $50,000 a year. He didn't have savings, and in October of that year, he hit rock bottom. He drafted a 3-year plan to get out of debt and never looked back. In less than a year, he had set aside a $5,000 emergency fund and had increased his cash flow by $750 a month. He put that into debt reduction, and in December of 2007, just 3 years later, right on schedule, he became debt-free for the first time in his adult life. And now, he's an early retiree. So come on by GetRichSlowly.org to learn a lot more about JD's story, get some great content. There's articles and resources there you can check out. And again, a big thank you to JD for letting us share his work. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. I hope you enjoyed the post today from Get Rich Slowly, that you're having a great day out there. And I'll be back again with you tomorrow for the Thursday show, where your optimal life awaits.